Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As I mentioned a moment ago, Building the Bakken is part of the Crude Life Media Network. It's not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. With programs like Building the Bakken, we're able to tell the stories about the people, the communities, and the companies, those within the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and Shale Play USA. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk with Dan Hetherington with SEH about our weekly Davis Refinery update. He gives us the lowdown on what's happening there. Civil construction's begun. We'll talk a little bit more with Dan Hetherington a little later in the program. And then Josh Swanson, an attorney for Vogel Law Firm, gives an update on the ongoing battle with the state of North Dakota involving mineral rights under Lake Sakakawea, the area where they flooded. It is a bizarre case. Josh Swanson says four-letter words are needed for this particular case. And then he comments on the amount of money and resources the state has used in order to fight this battle with several North Dakota mineral owners. Josh Swanson a little later on in the program. And the world of online education is growing and growing, and Bismarck State College, the National Energy Center of Excellence, is part of that growth. Reetha Mattern, a little later on in the program, to talk about how a lot of these workers are getting their education online. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom. And the challenges that he may be faced, when he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we get our weekly Davis Refinery update, and just a quick one that came in off the press shortly before that we went to press with this particular show. Meridian Energy Group, a leader in innovative and environmentally compliant oil refining facilities, announced that they have executed a contract with SEH Design and Build. They are a subsidiary of SEH. Of course, we're going to be talking with Dan Hetherington in just a moment, but I bring this up because when we recorded the interview with Dan Hetherington, this news had not yet been done, but I did want to talk because it is a recent Davis Refinery update, and this is up to the minute, folks. This just happened, so once again, I did want to announce that they have executed a contract, Meridian Energy Group, with SEH Design and Build. And what's going to happen, that means that civil construction is going to begin on the Davis Refinery. Site and civil design and construction services for the Davis Refinery. Of course, this announcement comes after the North Dakota Department of Health and the Air Quality Division issued Meridian the permit to construct for the Davis Refinery. Initial construction activities include installment of erosion control devices, stormwater pond development, ditch shaping to establish vegetation and ensure runoff will be addressed before erosion issues develop to protect surrounding areas and existing waterways. So they're going to do a lot of the land work, if you will, erosion control, stormwater pond development, ditch shaping, if you will. So SEH Design and Build is going to start civil construction on the Davis Refinery and get a lot of that land work done. So So that way the water management and foliage and all that stuff is underway. And that is the civil construction begun and the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota. Also, I do want to mention ABC Fencing of Belfield, North Dakota will be responsible for installation of erosion control devices and installation of the perimeter fencing designed for safety and security around the Davis site. That's ABC Fencing of Belfield, North Dakota. So civil construction has begun on the Davis Refinery, and this is a little bit of an interview we had with Dan Hetherington shortly after they got their permit to construct from the North Dakota Health Department. This is Dan Hetherington with SEH and our weekly Davis Refinery update.
In that field, and what's great about it is Bill Prentice and the Meridian leadership team all about that. That's what they want. That's what they want to. They want to be not only the most advanced technology, but also the most environmental type project that they can possibly be. We've been meeting with the universities for some time. We've been looking at all these different habitats and different kind of opportunities, and it's going to be fun to try to, you know, incorporate as much of that as possible into the project.
Any final thoughts? Anything that we left out? It sounds like we're going to be talking with Mr. William Prentice next week about some of the impacts and implications, and I imagine I'll ask him about the target logistics, letter of intent, and that sort of thing. I don't know if that's outside your wheelhouse or what, but any final thoughts, anything that we didn't mention or want to reiterate, or any of those topics you want to take on a new direction?
You know, Jason, I think that, to me, if there was something that I would like to at least mention, is this. The tremendous amount of support that we've received from the locals in that area, the governing officials, the elected officials, the ranchers, and the people that live in the town that have supported this project have been amazing. When it comes to issues that are dear to their hearts that we agree with completely, you know, personal property rights and things like that, and the development of projects like this one is a big deal. And we are so much looking forward to working with everybody in the area and everybody throughout the state to just make good things happen. That means jobs. That means, you know, increased, you know, hopefully the potential for increased revenues for the communities and the counties and things like that. But just everything that comes with building a project of this scale. And it's very exciting to be a part of it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hetherington with SEH, or check out the story on civil construction that begun on the Davis Refinery, go to thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radios on social media. Check out all of our entire network, the 350,000 followers we have at thecrudelife.com, and click on the social link. My name is Jason Spies. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
It's getting bigger. Well, the rain's falling down and it washes me around and I'm getting all swept away. I'll be swimming from...
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey, folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. 3 different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
my pineapple, baby. Let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Josh Swanson, attorney with Vogel Law, talking about the North Dakota mineral rights case.
Josh Swanson, Vogel Law Firm.
Josh Swanson with Vogel Law Firm. Thank you for joining us here today with the Crude Life Media Network. And a story we've been following now for, seems like it's going on in well over a year, if not more than that. But it has to do with some mineral rights with some North Dakota landowners, as well as, I should say, some mineral owners, as well as the government, Lake Sakakawea. In the email earlier asking for an interview, I mentioned to Josh, I called it a kerfuffle. And so I'll let you kind of just kind of set the table for the listeners out there, the people who may not be familiar with this case that just kind of seems to not go away.
Yeah, the word you use, kerfuffle, I'm not sure how many letters are in that word, but I could think of some four-letter words that might be synonymous with kerfuffle that have maybe describe what this has become. And this deals with the mineral rights under Lake Sakakawea. And as folks in western North Dakota and oil and gas country know, and people that pay attention to these things, such as yourself, there was a Supreme Court decision, Wilkinson versus State, wherein my clients, the Wilkinson family, prevailed, where the Supreme Court ruled that if the state's going to claim the minerals under Lake Sakakawea, that's an unconstitutional taking, and they needed to provide compensation to the private mineral owners. Now, that decision came down this past September after the legislature passed Senate Bill 2134, which validated the rights of the private mineral owners who had that property under Lake Sakakawea before the United States government acquired it for Garrison Dam back in the 1950s. So now part of what Senate Bill 2134 required was a new study commissioned by the Oil and Gas Division of the Industrial Commission to figure out where the ordinary high watermark line was. Now, fast forward to the last week of June, June 26th, Wankin Associates, the group that had done the survey, there was a public hearing and an opportunity for the public to comment on Wank Associates' survey of where the ordinary high watermark was. And what those public comments revealed was that there are some serious deficiencies with the Wank report, including constitutional defects that'll land the thing right back in litigation before the courts in North Dakota dealing with ordinary high watermark. Now, this is an issue that should have been resolved a long time ago. The North Dakota Supreme Court is very clear in the Wilkinson decision, and I can tell you, you know, line and verse, paragraphs 21 through 25, that if the state tries to claim any acreage outside of the acres, you know, if the state tries to claim any acres that private landowners reserved when the United States acquired the property for the Garrison Project, that is an unconstitutional taking. The Wank Associates report flat out ignores that portion of the Wilkinson decision and says that there's 10,402 mineral acres owned by private landowners that Wank says the state ought to get, which is a clear violation of the Supreme Court's decision in Wilkinson. So, you know, we had thought and hoped that that issue would be resolved by now, but it's the never-ending saga, and there just doesn't seem to be any finality to this thing.
Correct me if I'm wrong on the timeline, but there was a case where the private mineral owners had won that, and then the state went back and reopened it or re-sued them, or I don't know what the correct terminology is, but they didn't like it, so they went around and said, it's our money, I guess. Is that how I'm following this?
Well, the gist of it is, Jason, that if the state goes through and claims those 10,402 acres that the Wank survey says belong to the state, those acres were specifically reserved by private mineral owners, then they'll be ignoring the Wank decision, and this will end up in litigation. Now, as far as the timeline goes, back last, at the last legislative session in 2017, mineral owners and industry got together, and the legislature passed Senate Bill 2134, which says that the United States Army Corps of Engineers taking lines used to acquire property by the United States for Lake Sakakawea and the Garrison Project, that those lines controlled, and those were the presumptive lines for determining ownership. So the state legislature got that part right. The problem now isn't so much with what the state has done, but with the survey group, Wank and Associates, who they hired to do the survey, who said the state owns those 10,000 acres in contradiction of the Supreme Court's decision in Wilkinson. So the issue we have now is that if the Industrial Commission adopts the Wank report as is, this thing will end up back in the court system, and we'll be litigating it again, even though the Supreme Court has already spoken to it. So what we don't know yet what the Industrial Commission is going to do with it. Like I told them at the hearing for public comment on June 26th, they have an opportunity to get this right and avoid that result. And then it's my sincerest hope that they do that, because the last thing that I want, the last thing that my clients want, and frankly, the last thing the state needs, is to keep throwing good money after bad and litigating this when the question's already been decided by the Supreme Court.
So what's been happening at a state level? I got an email indicating that there's been quite a bit of turnover, or a lot of different jostling around of, it looks like different people that are on the case, not on the case. Attorney General's office removed several assistant attorney generals, that sort of thing. That was just an email I got that sparked, you know, me to contact you, Josh Swanson with Vogel Law Firm, who's, I guess, the lead attorney on this. Would that be the right way, the lead attorney on this case?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair to say, Jason. We've been involved in this going back since February 2014, is when the case ended up on our desk and our clients. And it's not so much, you know, me, the lead person fighting this. It's my clients who deserve the credit for taking on the state of North Dakota and the land board and the attorney general's office. And if it wasn't for the efforts of folks like the Wilkinson family and Ed Lynch and Suzanne Vos, and other mineral owners wouldn't be reaping the benefits of their fight. And I've just been, you know, the attorney for them on that part, but they're the ones that really deserve the credit. And to your question, your guess is as good as mine as what's going on in the attorney general's office. The two assistant attorney generals who are employees of the state of North Dakota were involved in this litigation from the beginning. I can't speak to their role in the case anymore, but what I can tell you that in the Nelson and Sorum lawsuit that Representative Nelson filed challenging the legislation, they're not the attorneys of record in that case. And in fact, the state is spending money on outside counsel, and they've hired two very capable attorneys in Dan Gossett out of Grand Forks and Mark Hansen out of Fargo, but they're both private practice attorneys. So it's unclear to me whether or not the attorney general's office has tag team in two new private practice attorneys to handle that. But my concern with that is the fact that, you know, when is this finally going to be over?
Hold that thought, Mr. Joshua Swanson with Vogel Law Firm. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about the ongoing battle with the state of North Dakota involving some North Dakota mineral right owners with Josh Swanson here, an attorney from Vogel Law Firm. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go? Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left for the giving.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Hold that thought, Mr. Joshua Swanson with Vogel Law Firm. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about the ongoing battle with the state of North Dakota involving some North Dakota mineral right owners with Josh Swanson here, an attorney from Vogel Law Firm. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
You know, at the state, it's unclear whether the Attorney General's Office has abandoned their claim to these minerals under Sakakawea, and whether or not they'll challenge the findings of the Wenk report if the Industrial Commission comes back and says, you know what, enough is enough. These private mineral owners have been to hell and back on this. The Supreme Court says they own the minerals. We're going to leave it alone. The Attorney General's Office has not come out and indicated whether or not they'll agree with that position. So, you know, what's so frustrating for my clients and myself, Jason, is, you know, we thought that there was clear direction back last September, and when the legislature passed and the governor signed Senate Bill 2134 in April of 2017, yet we're on this never-ending merry-go-round where my clients and hundreds of other mineral owners can't get the royalty proceeds that are in suspense. So while their money is tied up and they can't get it, they're still having to spend money on attorneys to fight the state on this and fight for minerals that the Supreme Court has already said belong to them.
And that's the part that I was kind of going at about the different turnover and a few other things. I just, first of all, wanted to confirm that. And second, I'm going to tell you something that I'm hearing more and more involving the state of North Dakota. And you can editorialize if you want, or if your clients have made this comment. And that's actually the question, you know, basically, have your clients made comments along this, or have you heard anybody that has done this, which is, it's tough to take on the state of North Dakota a lot of times because, for one, they've got deep pockets. You know, they talk about budgets and everything else, but as you just mentioned, the Attorney General office seemed to have enough money to get outside counsel. And taking on the state as well, you have to be a little bit more civil, no matter how they act. There's this new thing called ghosting where they just don't call you back or don't return an email. And so people can get frustrated in a lot of different ways because you've got 47 different ways to contact people now. And when you're using all 47 of them and you don't get a response back, well, then you got to hire an attorney. And kicking the can down the road, and you know this, being an attorney, this is no news flash here, but the longer it takes to litigate, the more attorney fees get racked up. So when you talk about, you know, your clients have been to hell and back, I hear these stories a lot in other industries when you're dealing with the state. So is just to describe that hell and back a little bit. I gave you a couple anecdotal ones, I guess, that basically have to deal with hemorrhaging money over time, that it just seems like if they wait it out, eventually the people will go away. So, you know, I opined way further than I normally do in the past. But as I said, I'm hearing this theme over and over and over again. And you're an attorney, so you can speak without getting sued, more or less. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you know, I'll make this clear that we've got boots on the ground, and I represent, you know, dozens and dozens of clients in Western North Dakota, and we're on the front lines in Williams County, in Montrell County, in McKenzie County, in Divide County, and when it comes to dealing with the state, the thing that we hear, just like you explained, is that they'll ignore requests. They'll be non-responsive. And in fact, the one of the biggest frustrations for my clients is they were specifically told by the land board several years ago, a guy in a black robe, meaning a judge, is going to have to sort this out. Well, it should have never gotten to that point where they told taxpayers and citizens of our great state, folks whose parents and great-grandparents own that property going back to World War One, whose aunts and uncles were shipped off to the front lines and landed on Normandy in Europe to fight back tyranny and oppression and save the world for democracy, while one of my clients was back home in Williston at 12 and 13 years old getting a license at the courthouse back in the 1950s so she could drive grain truck and help her folks on the farm. And these folks were stonewalled. They were treated with disdain and disrespect, and their only recourse was to go to the courts and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on attorneys to fight the state and their elected representatives. And that's maddening as hell to me. As someone who grew up in Mattock, North Dakota, as a fifth generation farm family, my dad and grandpa still farm there. I know how near and dear our property is to our family and to our hearts. For other North Dakotans and other folks to have to go through that, it really rubs me the wrong way. And I was speaking at a royalty owners conference in Bismarck the Thursday before the 4th of July, and I heard that same story over and over and over. Why is our state government doing this to us? Why do we have to spend all this money on attorneys to fight for something that has been in our family for generations? And the problem we have is there doesn't seem to be any answers. And when we've asked the questions, I know you and I have visited about this, and I visited about this issue with many other members of the news media covering it, we cannot get answers from the state on it. Now, on the one hand, I will say that at the hearing on June 26th in Bismarck at the Heritage Center, there is where the public comment hearing took place, the oil and gas division seemed to be receptive to our comments and understand the gravity of the situation and the need to get it right this time. But I can tell you that we're going to have a complaint and a lawsuit teed up. So if they don't get it right, we'll file it right away and be back in courts. And what our hope is, Jason, that folks listening to your show and folks listening to other shows will join the fight with our clients, because there's power in numbers, and mineral owners should be in the ears of their elected representatives, but they should also be calling attorneys on this and trying to pool their resources to fight it. Because when it's one person fighting this fight, the bill is tens of thousands, or in my client's case, hundreds of thousands that they've racked up in fees over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. But when you can divide that by 10, 15, or 20 people, the costs start to go down. But you're absolutely right that the state has thrown all kinds of resources at this, and we've had to fight like hell to make sure our clients' rights were protected and preserved, which they were. The North Dakota Supreme Court got it right. But I can tell you, in my office here at Vogel in Fargo, North Dakota, I'm looking at three giant bookshelves. Each of those bookshelves is filled with thousands and thousands of pages in binders dealing with this case that I've had to review, that I've had to digest and make sense of, which is money that my clients have to pay me. And I don't want more attorney's fees on this. I want this to be done so my clients can have finality and move on with their lives. But we just haven't been able to get that from the state here.
So what's next for people that have mineral rights that are experiencing some pressure or changes, or even next for these folks that are experiencing the current pressure they're under? What's next for these mineral folks?
Well, there's, and my understanding is there's an emergency land board meeting this Thursday, July 12th, and whether they'll come out with some sort of public position on this.
To listen to a full-length interview with Josh Swanson, an attorney with Vogel Law, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Crude Life Media Network is part of the big social media. We have 350,000 followers. Check them out at thecrudelife.com and click on our social media page. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You know that I've lived, yeah, you know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth, yeah, you know that I've lied. We all do what we do so we can survive.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's a place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? Nothing. You need a raise.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota, is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts, now on sale. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Reatha Mattern, Bismarck State College National Energy Center of Excellence.
Yeah, we have some certificate programs that are really just focused on the technical education, technical aspects. You can complete that in just two semesters. And then there's really a building block. You know, I see a lot of students, especially those who are coming out of high school right now, they are just like so overwhelmed with options. They don't know what they want to do. They really just want to get a job. They don't want to spend 4 years in a traditional college environment and say, hey, you know, there's more options out there. I think people really don't know about it or don't think about it. A lot of our students in our programs are what we call older than average, which means they're a couple of years out of high school or past their traditional college age, and, you know, are maybe intimidated by what they think going to college means. And we're kind of here to flip that on their head. You know, we can say, look, you can take just a couple of classes. Maybe you just need some development in one or two specific skills. You take those classes that you need, and then a person will say, hey, well, if I just take a couple more, I can get the certificate. And, well, then a couple more, and I can get a degree. You know, you can really build on it. We work with a person on what their individual goals are, what their individual needs are, to see what we offer that's going to be the best benefit for them.
You know, I was just thinking, I believe you mentioned some kind of plant technology course, or I heard that word, I wrote it down quickly. And of course, I wrote that down because the Davis Refinery got the letter of construction intent or whatever from the Department of Health. And so it looks like, you know, that refinery is going to be built out in Belfield. And did you mention something about that? You guys have majors that just seems like it would fit closely like a glove there. And at least they did in my head. So what is that plant major you have?
It's process plant technology is what we call it.
Okay.
And that basically focuses on the operations inside a refining or a processing facility. It focuses on, I mean, you can take what you learn in this program and work at an ethanol facility, at a diesel or refinery. You could work at the Davis Refinery. You know, when you look at the job openings that are going to be available because of a refinery like that, there really aren't enough people in the local area right now with the skills and experience needed to work in a place like that. I mean, these aren't just jobs that you can really go into off the street and learn while you're doing it. You know, employers now want to have some sort of technical experience or show that you have an understanding of the equipment and the procedures and operations needed. So if a person were looking at the Davis Refinery and saying, hey, that might be a good job, and they are good jobs, I mean, we know they pay really well, they could take our program. They could start this fall online or on campus, four semesters worth of work, and be ready for employment there. They could even speed it up if they want to. We offer summer classes, too. So, you know, your pace in going through a program is kind of up to you. But, yeah, then you can qualify for those jobs and set yourself up for a really good career. People work in this industry for a long time. Yeah, it's really interesting how many people we get coming to the building for a conference or for another event, and they kind of walk around and see our labs and see our equipment and go, we had no idea you guys had all of this. I mean, it's really amazing the kind of quality instruction that we have and the equipment and the training tools that we provide. But all of our programs came out of a demand from an industry. We didn't set out and say, we're going to offer these programs because we think this is what's needed. Companies actually came to us and said, we don't have enough people to work in this area. We need training for people in this specific area of focus. Can you put something together? So we started doing that back in 1970 with our first energy program. That was our line worker program. And then we kept growing from there. The process one came online in the early 80s, or came into being in the early 80s out of a demand from a local Synfuels refinery or Synfuels plant. And then it's kind of grown over time. We put it online in the late 90s, early 2000s because of growth outside of our local region. You know, it started because of companies that were in the immediate area. And then as people started to learn about us or people graduated from the program and moved around in their careers, other companies heard about ESC and what we have to offer. So then, you know, the demand has just kind of kept growing.
To listen to the full-length interview with Aretha Mather with the Bismarck State National Energy Center of Excellence, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. To get your mind blown. Mind blown, your mind blown. Show you something that's never been shown. Your mind blown, your mind. And that's all you need to know. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. I'd like to thank you folks for joining us this week. You can check out all of our interviews, past shows, and other features at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And we invite you all to join our social media network. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the social media page. We've got a social media audience and social media presence in many of the shale plays, including the Bakken. That's all part of the Crude Life Media Network. We're over 350,000 strong and growing every single day. And while you're at thecrudelife.com, be sure to click on our sponsors page. Of course, the sponsors make this program happen, whether it's the Deal Makers, Energy Safety Institute, Gas Techno Energy and Fuels, Hatch Coaching, or Tidwell Industries. We have some outstanding sponsors here at Building the Bakken Radio, and we invite you folks to please support them as much as you can. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the sponsors page. We have a whole list of them with links right there. And if you're wondering if Building the Bakken Radio or other Crude Life programming is carried in your neighborhood, check out our programs page on crudelife.com. We have a list of our programs as well as the radio stations that pick up those programs. And for those of you that are listening within our network, we'll be back next week at this time on this channel. We appreciate you folks very much for checking out this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Thanks again for joining us this week here on Building the Bakken Radio. Keep calm and frack on.
You feel a little dizzy. You're talking kind of silly like you have plans to save the world. Just remember your past will only last if you don't take off your mask when the outside's chilly.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess and how do you deal with that in life. And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey, folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.